what's going on here, because Britain should be asked to house Afghans as thousands face hotel evictions. Here is the end point of the stop the boats, clear the hotels narrative, which is the media, the UK government, and the think tanks going, hold on, you can't victimize the poor Afghan heroes who betrayed their own people for NATO. Yes, officer, there's Taliban in there, shoots five children. Oh no, why does my country hate me?
Yeah, why do they want to hang me now?
I don't trust collaborators. Anyway, Britain could be asked to... Immigration Minister considering launch of homes for Afghans after similar scheme of that offered to Ukrainians. What the Tory government, via Policy Exchange, via Ricky Bershan, is proposing is this system for all migrants. If you want to sponsor a migrant, they say, go nuts.
Yep.
Go nuts. We'll pack as many in as possible. And on a surface level, a lot of people go, well, you know, that might get them more dispersed, and that might alleviate, this might solve the problem, but it still increases migration.
See, I can already foresee the problem with this. And I said it before in the first stream that, you know, you could just have like some Qatari organization through mosques engage in a sponsorship scheme.
Of course.
But what if, you know, what if you are already someone who lives here who, let's just say, is from Afghanistan? And you've got a bit of money, and you decide to sponsor some other people from Afghanistan to come over here.
Yeah.
But you're not actually sponsoring them. You're using them as slave labor. You know, at what point does that then fall so badly that they then need to, oh, we need a new revision to the Modern Slavery Act, and we need a whole government department that overlooks the sponsorship scheme, and then we need a whole other department that makes sure that the minimum housing standard is met during the carrying out of the sponsorships. It never ends.
Well, what we have here really is, it's a confluence. The dispersal and sponsorship aspect is in the more fair distribution and the sponsorship are linked. It allows the sidestepping of objections from local councils and local residents, as these are now simply private contractual agreements that are no longer have any planning status.
They know they need planning permission. They can do what they want.
Yeah. These people, by law, must be housed. This is the infinite migrant camp. And the people carrying this out and who do it at scale on behalf of private citizens are Serco. It's the people who were mentioned, as we put on screen earlier, in the Policy Exchange report. It's Serco, it's the Mears Group, and it's the Ready Homes, who is from... I can't remember who they're from. They're from a different company. But Ready Homes and Ready Landlords is their vertical. So Serco is by far the biggest. I think Mears is about...
Mears is still a pretty big organisation.
Yeah, Mears is second in terms of housing, and I believe Ready Landlords is third in terms of scale. Serco has their calling all landlords thing. Basically, if you have a house and you want the government to pay you effectively betrayal money to house migrants, they'll already do it. But there's been a lot of people who've had bad experiences with it. There's actually quite a lot online. We might go through this in some detail. Another point, there's quite a lot online about the fact that Serco are basically impossible to deal with because they're an arm of government and they are lawsuit proof.
Do we want to maybe have a look through some of the blurb for this? Because I'm not sure if we've actually read it out in full.
Oh, no, I was going to say, yeah, we've got time here so we can do this more in full. If you want to read this.
Yeah, we're looking for landlords, investors and agents with properties available in the northwest, midlands or east of England. All types of properties are required.
Calling all landlords, yes.
Serco provides asylum accommodation and support services in the northwest of England, midlands and east of England. Our purpose is the provision of accommodation, transportation and subsistence payments. Subsistence payments?
Benefits.
Universal subsistence payments.
Yes.
For asylum seekers, whilst their claims are being processed, which we know there's a backlog and they'll never fill them all out, so this is basically where you're going to give them permanent residence anyway. Yeah. We are responsible for over 30,000 asylum seekers and an ever-growing portfolio of more than 7,000 properties. So they're already there.
Yes.
There is already 7,000 properties housing these 30,000 people, but that still doesn't scratch the 1.4 million really yet, does it?
Well, they end up in the social housing system. Once you end up with essentially permission to stay in the UK, once you have a visa, you then have to be offered social housing.
I can't remember if it's further down on this page, yes. But basically, yes. Benefits. We are confident that our lease provision offers an attractive and competitive proposition within the industry. Of course you are, because you're funded by the government. Long-term lease. Leases available for 5+ years with no void periods. Rent paid on full, on time, every month, with no arrears.
That is completely untrue. Apparently there's a lot of landlords who've had trouble with Serco just not paying bills to the point that bailiffs have entered the property to fit prepaid gas meters.
Repairs and maintenance. Full repair and maintenance lease, excluding latent and structural deficits. So, tandoori of an insurance.
Yeah.
Bills. Utilities and council tax bills paid by Serco. Property management. Full HMO and property management, including monthly property and periodic safety inspections. Bet you that's not true.
No fees.
No fees, no letting or management costs. But it's just so... it feels so egregious. Like, as we discussed in the Zoomer stream, if you are trying to rent a property, you know, tactically, in an area where you can do as cheap as you can and a reasonable enough way to live, whilst also being in proximity to a job that you pays enough for the property and you can cover your transport and all that, it's a very, very difficult thing to do. And all of a sudden, you know, all of these people that own these properties, instead of having to deal with wages or students who might, you know, once every 6 months go, oh, sorry, I've not got any money. No, just hand your property over to Serco and let them do it.
Well, here we have Mears that has the same thing. Why partner with Mears? Basically, experience of managing around 17,000 homes in collaboration with landlords across the UK. Mears does more than just... like, Serco specifically does, like, migrant housing.
Mears does a lot more social and council housing.
But yes, with Mears, here's you see kind of the porousness between the two. Mears will probably be one where they are given a permanent home, effectively, as well. But they talk about the same thing, no legal fills, all utility bills, water rates and council tax.
So do they not have a specific vertical anywhere for migrant stuff on their site?
They talk about properties in Scotland, properties in England, looking to invest in property landlord tenants.
I would just have a search on their thing.
Basically, they do both. What types of properties are we looking for? How much rent will you get? Well, they do this. You can apply to be either a migrant house or a social housing house through this scheme.
Yes.
And basically, the two are identical.
Yes.
housing people on like long-term DSS who have bills paid at source are exactly the same. Is exactly the same process as housing migrants.
Yeah.
It is identical. They are legally, basically identical. And I wanted to get this because it shows that there's porousness between the two. And again, you have zero hassle, long-term guaranteed rent, help rent my property, zero hassle, long-term guaranteed rent, 20 years, experience of property management, ready homes, off-use study, investment with zero hassle. And again, they do both, but really, ready landlords is largely about migrant housing and also social housing.
Yeah.
It's not private landlording.
It becomes so obvious when you start to see this stuff, how they're going to frame this.
Well, there's also... sorry, did get last... go on, sorry.
Well, I was just going to say, much like the thing in Ireland, you know, it was small boats, anti-immigration, we're outraged in the hotels, we're outraged they're on the barges.
Yeah.
At no point, obviously, can you argue that they shouldn't be here. But then, obviously, the government then comes along and says, well, if you don't like the small boats and the hotels and the barges...
yeah.
Then we've got a different solution, and the different solution is Serco. It is a private, quote-unquote, housing provision for all asylum seekers, at which point the British public themselves go, well, we don't get guaranteed houses and we live here. So the government just goes, well, that's great, because we've spent the last 2 years prototyping a housing provision platform through Serco to the migrants. So now you can just have it now. Well, turn it on like that.
A point often missed by people. One, Serco is a mega prison contractor that runs semi-private prisons for the UK government. But two, Mears Group, Serco, and Ready Homes and their parent company all exclusively work for the government.
Mm.
They do not do work that is not for the British government. They are a wink and a nod, arms of the UK government. And well, I think we should tackle them as kind of entities, because I would like to do a stream at some point about basically who profiteers from this.
Yes.
Like, it's very cui bono, but we can get into some of the relations, because some of it's hilarious how incestuous this world is and how porous these companies are with sitting MPs. It's like the think tanks again. These are organs of state, very, very, very obviously. You don't have to go very far to see that these people are just the same people as we've been seeing in this watch.
There's nothing political about housing millions of migrants in the country. That's just neutral. That's just what we do.
Thank you for the £5 there, Kate. Great stream. Did you catch the housing expropriation EU law they tried to push through earlier this year? It failed, but will be reanimated soon. There has been a lot of attempts at that. I believe the Dutch recently have kind of some weirdness about house price controls as well, because I think the way the EU was trying to sell it was that they were trying to control house prices with it. There's been several of those, though, so I'm not actually 100% sure which one they're talking about, but I've seen basically all of them, because there's been dozens of these where it's been the case of if houses are left empty, the government can come in and house people. Well, and it's like the spare room tax thing.
Yeah, the one in Holland was just hilarious, because it's like, well, if a house gets sold for less than 250,000 euros, you can't prioritise who it goes to.
Yes.
At which point, of course, no house ever gets sold for less than 250,000 euros.
Of course. But again, empty home support for homeowners. Basically, what Serco is offering is that they will come in, they will assess a home, they will make it livable, in quotes, and they will turn it into migrant accommodation without you even having to deal with it. If you are somebody who is poor, basically, and your parents have died, and you're not sure what, you know, you don't really want to sell the house, you'd like to make an income from it, but you don't want to deal with it. There are a lot of people in the Northwest and in other places who've been basically just handing over small, slightly shabby, this is basically dead old people home repurposing.
It's all the red brick terraces and bits outside of Manchester that used to have thousands of families living in them. And now they're all destitute because there's no work there. And, well, let's solve the problem of empty houses and migrants with nowhere to live.
Another one that I think we talked about before, but not in detail, is the laxing of quote-unquote protections for housing. Because this is a framing exercise. And it's a framing exercise about this being bad for migrants. About this being something that's, you know, open to legal, you know, asylum seekers challenge the lack of protections, the addiction protections. The government is not fulfilling their duty to asylum seekers. But really, this has been sneaked in under that framing because what it allows them to do is not have planning permission to make anywhere housing kind of, migrant housing. It means that there's no limit on room sizes, there's no limit on property type. Basically, this is the last ingredient in the infinite migrant camp. The removal of protections for asylum seekers means that they can utilize a wider range of a housing stock in a more creative manner. And adding this all together, the asking for it from policy exchange, the expansion of private sponsorship schemes, in quotes, the presence of Serco and, you know, the Mears Group and Just Housing to create, Ready Landlords, to create this instant boom where a property becomes available. And all of the house building provisions, all the existing social housing, the pipeline between them is you can't help but see this as what it is. Mm. It's very, very...